100 years ago, the first all-women town council was elected in the state. The town of Jackson was just 6 years old. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska looks at how the petticoat rulers influenced today's Jackson Hole women political leaders.
Recently, the Jackson Hole Historical Society and Museum hosted a virtual beers and banter over Zoom.
I am excited that we are all able to come together and at least celebrate the 100-year anniversary of Jackson's all-women town council.
In attendance was longtime former state legislator Clarine Law, former Jackson Mayor Sarah Flitner, current Vice Mayor Haley Morden Levinson, and Teton County Commission Chairwoman Natalia Morden Macker. A theater lover, Macker never really considered getting involved in politics, but she says when she was part of Leadership Jackson Hole, she went down to Cheyenne.
And there was a legislator with his cowboy boots up, his cowboy hat tilted over his face, and a half-eaten donut on the desk. Doing snoozing is all I could guess what was happening. And I just remember having this moment of, like, where are the women? Where are all the women?
Having lots of women in office is actually part of Jackson's history.
On May 11th, 1920, the town of Jackson voted for an all-women town council ticket. Grace Miller was elected mayor.
That's Morgan Drawin. She's the executive director of the Jackson Hole Historical Society and Museum. And you heard that right. An all-women town council was elected, and they appointed women to all the municipal positions. Drawin says, according to archive town minutes, the petticoat rulers got things done.
First collecting overdue taxes. They completed road grading and improvements. They expanded electricity in the town. And they even passed an ordinance that made littering a misdemeanor. So they were really focused on cleaning this place up and making it a respectful Western town.
Despite this, Jackson did not elect another woman until the 1980s. And John says it's really hard to say why.
But I think there were a variety of motivations and other things going on, and we really just focus on them being in office, but don't ask those other questions of, man, 2 years later and she was out of there. So what went wrong?
Today, there are a few women in Teton County's government. County Commission Chairwoman Natalia Morden Macker is pleased with this, but would like to see more.
I think the potential is there to be intentional and turn the tide faster in Wyoming. And I think there are people that want to do that, but we just have to accept that we have to be intentional and that there are going to be some structural things that we need to consider.
Jackson Vice Mayor Haley Morden Levinson agrees. She says she ran for the town council because she didn't see any young people or women represented.
The systems are set up by men, and that's because they've been the ones who have served, and it's no fault of their own. You know, when the systems are set up that way, it then makes it harder for women to serve, and it kind of perpetuates that inequality or that, you know, lack of representation.
One inequality, she says, is that town council meetings are at night, which make it hard for mothers to attend. Levinson says it's more about changing the narrative so that it's okay if a councilwoman attends a meeting with her baby. Levinson attributes varying perspectives to the recent completion of a child care needs assessment.
It feels like because myself and Natalia Macker, who's on our commission, were pushing for that, we are on our way to figuring out or helping with child care for our working families in Jackson.
Macker agrees, and she says making sure the community's diversity is represented requires being proactive.
As opposed to just saying, well, women are choosing not to run, or people of color are choosing not to run. It should be important to us about why that is, because the policies that we make will benefit everyone.
That means working to help women and other minorities in the community realize they can run for office and help them run when they decide to.
We need to provide support to non-traditional candidates or understand what those barriers are.
For Levinson and Macker, the petticoat rulers and the Wyoming suffrage movement are feel-goods, but it is an interesting angle about where the community is today and where they hope to be in the future. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.